Welcome to the first European Parliament Anti-Racism and Diversity Intergroup podcast. My name is Alpheus Vaya and I'm the coordinator of ARDI as well as the host of today's podcast. For those of you who aren't familiar with ARDI's work, ARDI is composed of members of European Parliament from almost all political groups and a range of member states and exists to promote racial equality, counter racism and educate about non-discrimination. Today, we will be discussing rising anti-gypsyism in the European Union. I would like to welcome today's guest, Soraya Post, Member of European Parliament and the Co-President of the European Parliament Anti-Racism and Diversity Intergroup and Chair of ARDI's Anti-Gypsyism Working Group. Before bringing in Soraya, I would like to briefly introduce the topic and the discrimination Roma people in Europe still face. Roma people are the largest ethnic minority in Europe, yet research shows that Roma still face the highest levels of discrimination across the European Union and that they are denied basic human rights due to anti-gypsyism. In a European Parliament resolution authored by Soraya earlier this year, the European Parliament defined anti-gypsyism as, quote, a special kind of racism directed towards Roma people that is founded on racial superiority, a form of dehumanization, and institutional racism nurtured by historical discrimination, end quote. Turning over to you, Soraya, how do you assess the current situation in Europe for Roma people today?
The situation for the Roma people in Europe is as bad as it has been in historical view also. It hasn't improved anything. So, which means that the anti-gypsyism is very still alive and affect the Roma children, Roma women, Roma men, Roma elderly, wherever they live in our union. But the discrimination and the attitudes and the effect of anti-gypsyism is, I would say, the same, which means that there are huge employment difficulties. There are bad education, bad housings, and bad access to healthcare because the human rights are not for the Roma people at the same manner as it is for the other citizens.
So moving on to another question, what do you think of the role of some political leaders and in the media in playing, in causing rising anti-gypsyism in Europe?
I mean, it's very crucial what kind of signals the politicians are given when they do their interventions wherever they are. And of course, it is of most important of how the media are tackling or, taking care of what they are writing about and how they are writing.
As someone from a Roma background, how have you found your experience in the parliament?
I mean, a year ago, no, the 26th of March, we launched the fight against anti-gypsyism in the parliament. And I have to say that I have a huge support from my own political group. But also when it came to voting for the resolution I initiated, which include the fight against the recognition and the fight of anti-gypsyism, and also the recognition of a Memorial Day for Roma Holocaust. It was a huge majority among the different political groups.
Moving on, concretely, what would you like to see the European Union do?
There is a lot of things that the European Union institution has to deal with at this moment. Of course, it was a good... It was very good when they, in 2011, started the National Roma Strategies of Integration and Inclusion. But the focus was only on social inclusion, social issues. And they didn't target the issue, the root cause of why social exclusion, why poverty, why education, why employing, why housing and healthcare, and the gypsies, of course, which means that what they have to do now in the member states, which are the European Union, is to recognize this resolution, to formalize the recognitions, and to have an active plan, an active action plan, how to deal with the fight of anti-gypsyism, and to recognized the 2nd of August as a memorial day for Roma Holocaust. And in when it comes to only EU, I would like to see a special high representative for Roma issue in the Union and a task force and more concrete and also monitoring work. Also to look and evaluate projects done and more inclusion of Roma NGOs.
I want to rewind back into time. Many people remain unaware of the Roma Holocaust and the murder of 500,000 Roma people by the Nazi regime and its allies. How important do you think it is, again, in the fight against anti-Gypsyism, that the European Union recognizes the Roma Holocaust and declares 2nd August as the European Roma Holocaust Memorial Day?
Yes, I mean, if you want to deal with anti-Gypsyism, it's very strongly and important, and it has to build on recognition. We have to recognize that there is anti-Gypsyism. And to recognize, and also the Roma society needs this recognition, because if you are always seen, and for centuries have been seen as a second-class citizen, and that you suffer and your that your needs and your tragical life stories won't be recognized as humans among other humans, it's very difficult to justify, to get justification. And that is what Roma need. So I think this day is a proof to show that our society have become more sophisticated and more civilized, which mean if we cannot recognize the extermination of so many people because of their ethnicity, then we still have a very long way to go. So I would say that this step is the first most important, and it also gives a signals to the mainstream society, but also it gives a signals to the Roma society that the society is ready to start a process of reconciliation. So, and for my well-being, when I think back of my families, the victims of the Nazi time, to honor them in a proper way as the others who became victims at that time. So I think that is very important. It's crucial. So, yeah.
I think from everything you've said, you can tell how close an issue this is to your heart and how passionate you are about getting August 2nd recognized as for the Roma Holocaust.
Yes, I do, yes. And I would like to say also why it is very important. It is important for the mainstream society to have knowledge about why is the situation for Roma people as it is today. To erase, to crash down the stereotype picture that Roma doesn't want, Roma are lazy, Roma chose to have this kind of living. It's not. This the situation of Roma today is an effect of Holocaust and other, the consensus the society made to exclude Roma from the society. And in fact, the process of dehumanization and all this, you know, all the actors in society were very agreed on how to do this. So this is why 2nd of August is very important also, because we can, I would say that the anti-Gypsy is still alive today, but the most furious time in the history was then. And the fear a lot of Roma feel today is that it will repeat again, because we are not protected and we don't feel secured.
How, in your role as a member of European Parliament and as chair of RD's Anti-Gypsyism Working Group, how will you go about ensuring that the European Union fights anti-Gypsyism and takes this issue seriously?
I mean, RD, the Intergroup Against Racism and for Diversity, is one step to work inside the parliament, to have this cross-political group to work inside the parliament, to do events, educational level. And for me as an MEP, of course, I am in Libe committee, Droit committee, and AFET. And I have constantly contact also with other committees. And wherever I can put strength to anti-racist work, I am there, because human rights is on, really on my heart. And it's not only about Roma. It's about Muslim, Africans, Europeans, LGBTI people, disabled people. Because these are the groups who are considered as weak groups. And I would like to change that perspective from weak groups to weak structures.
If you had a young Roma activist here today, what is your message you'd give them?
Be proud. Stand up. Listen before you speak. Try to read the environment. Catch the signals and use it. And let people argue. And the outcome from that argumentation, you will find a solution how to provide them with knowledge and commitment and engagement. And speak as an equal, act as an equal, and demands.
Thank you for taking part in today's podcast. I wish you all the best in achieving your aims in regards to fighting anti-Gypsyism.